till 10 o'clock, and then I'll go and they'll call me, I'll go and pay my fine, and I'll go back to work. And there was a fellow by the name Birch, who was sitting right close by me. He looked at me and looked at me. All at once he came closer. He said, "Ain't you Dave Martin's son?" "Yes," I said, "I am." And he looked at me, but he didn't look at my eyes. He just looked at my mustache. And I saw that. Now he wanted to say something. And he said, "What would your dad say if he's seeing you?" "Oh," he would say, "here now, boy, you cut your mustache off. Now, would you do that?" "No," I said. "Well, why not?" He said. "Well," I said, "I like it, and I want to keep it, and that's mine." And he asked me, "What are you here for?" "Oh, I had to pay fine." "What for?" "Oh, I drove my car without license." "And then you drive cars too?" "Yes." And I asked him, "What are you here for?" "Oh," he said, "we have to pay fine again for the school kids." "Yes," I said, "that's very nice." I said, I would have had seen this when I was a school kid, that this law would have come in. And then I would have had some schooling. But my dad wants to send us to school, but no, that old Canute Popes, he came down and they say no. And my dad, he didn't want to be a bad man. So he kept us home and I lost my school. And I said, "Mr. Birch, you know what I would do if I could lay a charge against you people all here? I would have charged you $5,000 to steal my school."